Welcome to the ITAD Talk Podcast with your host, Jeff Bittner, and part two in this series.
So, and when is your next ITAD Summit show coming out? And it looks like I might have Bob calling in. Bob. Okay, so hold on for 1 second. Is this Bob?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm going to merge the calls, so hold on for 1 second. Hello?
Yes.
And do I have Robert as well?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, great. So let me go ahead and make your introduction. And Bob, is it? Can you pronounce your last name for me, and I'll make the introduction?
Yes, it's LaFawn.
Okay. So I'd like to introduce Bob LaFawn, and he works in conjunction with Robert, who we've just been speaking to. And Bob's background is a wireless industry veteran of more than 35 years. His experience includes management roles with regional, national, and international wireless carriers. In addition, he's held senior executive roles with an award-winning regional wireless retailer and accessory manufacturer, and provided consulting services to numerous companies in a variety of wireless industry segments. Mr. LaFawn is a frequent keynote speaker, panel moderator, or panelist at industry trade shows, and is known globally as a thought leader in his field. He currently serves on several advisory boards within the wireless industry and periodically writes articles for wireless industry publications. So, Bob, I'd like to welcome you to ITAD Talk.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I noticed there's a lot of other conferences in the mobility space. So what makes this conference different, and why should the people attend it?
Well, the other conferences are sometimes either big tent, so that they're really offered to anyone and everyone who has a connection to the space, and that's okay. But they tend to be, the big tent ones tend to be dominated more by the carriers, the original equipment manufacturers, some national retailers, and some of the global insurance companies. And of course, makes sense. They have the deepest pockets, and oftentimes they're going to dominate the stage with regards to keynote presentations, panel discussions, and the like, and of course have the largest trade show booths. So money talks, we all know that, that's fine. There are some that are more segmented, the focus on different channels or aspects of the wireless industry, and they serve the purpose well. But for a number of us in different facets of the space, we really felt that that segment was underrepresented. So we're really looking to put together a conference for the rest of us.
So what type of would it include carriers and recyclers and people that repair? Or can you give us kind of a little bit of who might be having booths there or might want to come to the show?
Sure. Well, we're certainly not uninviting carriers or anyone who may wish to participate, but our target will be companies that do device recycling, especially mobile device recycling. And we'd like to bring those folks in and give them a voice, give them representation, give them an opportunity to network with a lot of the parallel non-competing segments that they oftentimes aren't aware exist and would be natural partners for them. For example, mobile device management companies. Mobile device management is often known as MDM. MDM can be software that allows an enterprise to manage all their mobile devices, much like the carrier would, with ads, moves, changes, price plans, additions, deletions, things of that nature. But there's also companies that provide MDM as a service so that a company can just outsource total responsibility for the device setup, deployment, management of those mobile devices. So, you know, we want to appeal to the MDM space, the technology expense management space, the enterprise mobility management space that focuses more on IoT and productivity apps with mobile devices, as well as wireless expense management companies that look to find errors in billing, as well as additional discounts and right-sizing rate plans as another way to help large corporations with a lot of mobile devices deployed to manage and reduce that expense. So, there's those kinds of segments. We also have wholesale distributors that are buying large quantities of mobile devices from the carriers and the insurance companies. to be able to resell to global markets. And of course, there's even international players we'd like to have involved, because a lot of them just don't know how to enter the United States, or in the past, if they've worked with US-based companies, they haven't always had the best experience, simply because while our industry's been around for a while, it doesn't have standards across the board in a lot of areas that are needed to unify the industry. So it's still a bit of a wild, wild west at this time.
So what do you think some of the biggest challenges in the secondary mobile phone market?
Well, again, lack of uniformity. And there's some fine organizations like the CTIA that are working to create standards that everyone would accept. They've also developed a certification program that's similar to R2 and eSteward, but really focused more on the mobile space. So those are some good steps in the right direction, and bringing together some of the largest players in the space to start establishing those standards, because that will help the smaller companies to ultimately get in line and agree to a universal standard when it comes to a grading scale, for example, or parts used for repairs, things of that nature. Another one in the repair segment, and that ties hand in hand with the wireless resale or the secondary phone market, which is repair and parts. The OEMs have not been willing to provide their parts for repair shops to be able to use. So there's been a lot of parts harvesting from used devices to be able to do those repairs and keep those devices in the marketplace. So those are two of the larger challenges. But there's some other areas, for example, where there's not a lot of data being shared or known, and a lot of companies, you know, are really buying devices and kind of buying unaware. I mean, imagine buying a house or a car without ever seeing it. You just simply get a list of what's available. You make a purchase, you get it, you evaluate it, and hope that you bought it right so you don't lose your shirt. That happens every day in the wireless business. And there's some great companies making innovations in the space that can help change that. Kind of like a Carfax for cars, this would be available to help people source more intelligently, only buy the devices that they have need for, and of course be able to improve margins and resale value at the same time, while eliminating a lot of the returns that often happen in the space.
You know, one of the things that we noticed at the show that we were just at, the reuse and the e-scrap, is that, and I think also to some extent in the ITAD industry, is that there's a lot of specialization going on. And whereas companies in the past used to try to do everything, now companies that are specializing, that can, you know, have, you know, higher productivity, especially with a difficulty getting, you know, the labor market's being really tight and everything. And I was wondering, are you seeing that in the mobile phone space as well? Is there a lot of specialization?
Yes, very much. And that's actually been happening a little bit longer in the secondary phone market than it has in the ITAD space. The ITAD space reminds me, now, of course, I'm a bit older, pushing 60, but I remember in school watching movies in our driver's education class that were filmed in black and white. They were very old movies from the 1950s and 60s. A lot of times ITAD facilities remind me of that. That's almost like walking around in a black and white movie, because while they handle technology, they're not necessarily the most technology-centric organizations in terms of applying technology and to their own businesses and automation to their own businesses. Now, there are definitely some that are moving in that direction, but more is needed in ITAD. Mobile has been doing more of that, I'd say, than ITAD, but still has a long ways to go. Not only in terms of the physical plant processing, but better utilization of technology to be more efficient in device sourcing, device resale, device repairs, and things of that nature.
So can you tell us again the name of the show that you're putting on, and where it's going to be, and like what month and everything?
We're calling it Mobile Disrupt, and the reason being is we want to make a statement with the conference that, you know, this is a conference that's going to help shake things up in a positive fashion, shake things up by taking the blinders off so that people aren't walking around with tunnel vision, but are aware of complementary opportunities to work together. You know, to a point you made in your last question, that, you know, a lot of companies in different facets of the recycling space have tried to bring everything in-house under roof, and it provides a false sense of control. The other thing is, you can't be a panacea. It's better to focus on what you do really well and partner with those who do what they do really well, than it is to try and do everything yourself and wind up providing an average job at it. So, you know, we're hoping to change that landscape by bringing these companies together, giving them some quality networking opportunities to partner together, but also educational opportunities where they can learn more about different facets of the industry and how they can bring more value to their clients and build sustainable and also scalable businesses. Now, the conference is going to take place at the Bellagio May 25th and 26th. Those will be the two conference dates. We're working on some other activities such as golf or a spa day for those who don't golf the day before, some evening activities after the conference is over to increase the networking opportunities, and some other things of that nature. We did a poll on LinkedIn, and Las Vegas wound up being the number one destination that people preferred to attend the conference at. So that's why we chose the destination of Las Vegas. And the Bellagio simply really stepped up of all the casinos and offered us a fantastic deal to utilize their facility.
Nice. Well, that's great. Well, we'll definitely look forward to that show coming up. And we know that's just around the corner because our year's quickly almost at an end here. Is there anything else that you would like to add about the show?
No, we're just really hoping that people will come with an open mind, big expectations with regards to opportunities to network, as well as opportunities to learn so that they can take those nuggets back with them and build, again, sustainable and scalable businesses going into 2022 and 2023.
Great. Okay, well,
so I'm gonna jump in. This is Robert. I just wanted to kind of chime in that, you know, at the Mobility Disrupt Show, we are going to have, you know, great networking opportunities. We're going to be running it in a very similar fashion with the one-to-one speed dating type meetings. So exhibitors, attendees, you know, from the whole event are going to be able to connect, you know, months in advance and set up different speed dating 20-minute segment blocks at the event. So I find that you know, extremely valuable for both exhibitors and the attendees.
Great. Great. That's good. Okay. So I guess that about probably covers that, unless you guys have anything else that you would like to add.
Nothing at this time.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank both of you for being our guest. Oh, one quick question, Robert. Are you going to have food as well? Will it be similar to the ITAD Summit at this next show?
Yeah, so we're going to run it very similar format. There's going to be speaking presentation sessions throughout the two full days. From a food aspect, we're probably going to replicate very similar buffet style with you know, almost like a wedding reception style with, you know, different reception tables for maybe roast pig or filet and different things like that. Both days we'll have potentially off-site receptions at different key venues close by to the Bellagio. So it should be pretty exciting.
Yeah, I like to say that the food you had at the ITAD Summit was outstanding. So if it's going to be anything like that, I'm sure everybody that attends will be very satisfied. So
yes, we all ate well.
And once more, I'd like to thank both of you for being our guest on ITAD Talk. And Robert, we'll look forward to continuing with Razor ERP and the ITAD Summit. And Bob will look forward to the Mobility Disrupt Show that you have coming up. So thank you both for being our guest.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
Thanks again for tuning in. And don't forget to subscribe anywhere you listen.